following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. All right, we're back. What's on your mind Wednesdays on a Wednesday night? Last week, we had John on, but it was a Tuesday morning, and I know there wasn't many of you guys up that early watching. So we got a pretty good one tonight, I feel like. So we're going to kind of get jumped into it. Stats, I've missed you too, buddy. Glad to see you back on. So the detailsolutionspodcast.com, that's going to be the website, for all of your Detail Solutions podcast needs. It's going to be where you can find, links to the episodes. We do have the widget. I never really talk about the widget. The widget you can click on and it'll take you right to any episode you want. If it's easier for you to find it on there. We also have the wonderful preferred vendor page. That's going to be our wonderful ad sponsors that take care of the show, be able to do the traveling and the things that we need to do to bring the show to you. So you go on that page. It's going to have a brief little introduction or description about the brand or the manufacturer. If they have a code, there's going to be a code for it. If not, obviously when you call them up to get some information or buy some stuff, you just mention the podcast, you know, in return, they're going to give you a little bit of a savings when you spend money with them. They're going to continue hopefully to spend money with me and, I'm going to try and make you laugh. So we got that hashtag money, money, funny going on. We also have the Drip Shop, change the name from the merch store to the Drip Shop, thinking maybe people would buy some shirts. Nope. But that's cool. Not an apparel company, a podcast. So if you do want, any merch that has the, Kong logos or the podcast, buffer headphones or, DA headphones, that is on the Drip Shop. You can check that out. We are streaming live to the new YouTube. Again, I'm going to work on getting more videos up. I just started playing around with Opus clips and making stuff from the SMA one. So that'll, I'll go into making some off tonight, and those will be posted up on the socials the next couple of days. But the new YouTube is the Detail Solutions Podcast, and the number one is the new channel. So please go follow us there. We used to have like 200 and something subscribers on the old channel. We're up to about 30 on the new one. So find us there. TikTok is the Detail Solutions Pod. I have been posting the Opus clips from Esme up there, about two a day for the last couple of days, trying to get the TikTok going. Stats, I know you're dying for me to do a live, but every time I do one, you're working, buddy. So you're missing out. And then the May 3rd through the 5th, if you want to go to a training, I got a perfect one for you to go to. That is the Reds Detail Co. Jesco / Angel Wax training in Marietta, Georgia at none other than Reds, with Rain Albertson and some Aaron Knox dude. Never heard of him before. But anyways, if you want to go to that one, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be hanging out, doing some podcasting, talking to some people, having some fun. Doing all the things. So come to that one. Come hang out at that one. That'll be the fun one. We'll make fun of Noxie. We'll have some fun with Rain, all that fun stuff. So I got no other announcements. That's it. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening. Please leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple. On Apple, take the time to leave a review. I greatly appreciate that. So we're going to jump into this. I've got Captain Ken Mercer. He told me that after every time he speaks, I have to say, aye, aye, Captain. No, I'm just joking. Ken is El Presidente of Stark Yacht Care. And we don't do a lot of boat stuff on here, but he reached out to me the other day on Instagram and asked to be on the show. And you know me, I'm lazy with finding guests. So I said, let's do it. So we'll be right back with Captain Ken Mercer. Is your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. All right. How you doing, Ken?
What's happening?
Nah, man, not much. I mean, if I was a Joe Rogan podcast, I'd probably go ahead and label this one a 3-hour tour.
No pun intended, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's funny.
So, man, before we jump into Stark, Captain, huh? So, like, legit? Yes, like, yeah? Legit. So you can, like, take people out on fishing charters and stuff like that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long have you been a captain for?
5 years. Okay. But I really specialize in tarpon fishing in Boca Grande Pass, which is about to come up here soon. So I get real excited during that time.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Got like 200 boats on top of each other, man. It's intense. I would encourage everybody out there to Google it and research it, and you'll see.
And then tell them to go somewhere else so there's less boats on your.
No, area. Man, no. Huh? It's like more merrier. It's like the, it's like the Super Bowl of fishing for me, man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, bring it on. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this: did you, by any chance, have any interaction, or did you even know about the Keeping It Real fishing tournament at MTE? Because I know you guys were there at MTE.
No,
we got
it. No. I saw a couple of advertisements about it, of course, but you know, I was, truth be told, kind of focused on making an impact, at MTE, considering that it was our first visit. And
okay,
really, from when I was hearing from Wheels and stuff like that, we were really the first marine company to come in to MTE.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen any other ones. I mean, obviously there's a lot of detail companies crossover that have marine stuff. Yeah. But you guys, because I know me and Mike from Aquatech, we walked around and kind of did like a live Instagram or something like that. And we walked by your guys' booth and kind of showed it and everything. And it was one of those things where, you know, I kind of love that MTE is only 2 days, but I hate that MTE is only 2 days because sometimes you just get caught up in it and then you're like, shit, like I never got a chance to go and, you know, talk to that person or meet that person or something. And I know, right around MTE, for some reason, it seemed like I was hearing a lot about Stark, you know, so I did, even though, you know, I don't do any boat stuff, I did want to go back and, you know, kind of talk to you guys and everything, but,
sure.
But yeah, this is the perfect segue. Let's jump into Stark. So for anybody who doesn't know, you know, give us the rundown on the brand, the company, like how you started it, why you started it and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Essentially, it started off as yacht detailers, right? Like I think a lot of chemical companies start off, they were detailers at one time. But essentially, we are we're home base here in Florida. Okay, based out of Fort Myers, but essentially, as a lot of you may know out there, Florida's hot. And when you're
you don't have to tell me that.
When you're working on boats, you don't necessarily have the luxury like you automotive guys and gals out there to, you know, work in a AC controlled environment when you're dealing with, you know, sometimes 50, 60, 100 foot boats. I mean, this is a massive area. And when you have heat that's radiating off of that surface, unfortunately, the lack of technology prior would compounds would dry out. And they just didn't work well in that environment. So,
right.
And the unfortunate part is there wasn't a lot of, or should I say fortunate for us, there wasn't a lot of technology really implemented into the marine aspect. You know, I firmly believe, and a lot of you out there may agree that, you know, the marine side of things is about 10 years generally behind automotive. Automotive is generally about 10 years ahead when it comes to technology development. And this is,
right.
You know, in all aspects between automotive, whether you're just talking about cars and technology and vehicles to, you know, technology in boats and such.
Yeah.
So we're generally about 10 years behind.
Well, the paint in automotive changed so frequently and gel coat, kind of, right? I mean, like there's...
Not necessarily. Different. I mean, okay. There's many different types of gel coat.
Okay.
And then, you know, their boats have paint too, you know, all grip, all grip, all craft. Yeah. So, you know, we definitely deal with paint too a lot. Obviously, I would say predominantly we're gel coat, let's be honest.
Yeah.
If I had to put a percentage on it, we're probably 95. paint's in there. So, but to kind of get back down on it, we couldn't find anything that worked efficiently. So we decided to start tweaking and developed it. And it's really taken off from there. And because of it, you know, the business has grown, but furthermore, like we really, really listen to our customer. I know companies say that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. But anybody that is already a Stark Yacht Care user will back me up 100% when I say that. And that is what's given us the advantage of coming out with newer compounds, polishes, sealants, you name it. And because we listen, right? And if somebody goes, oh, can you tweak this? Can you tweak that? Well, we can. When you're dealing with, say, a bigger company like 3M, everybody knows 3M. I think 3M is still a pretty big player when it comes into working with gel coat, but ask 3M to tweak something and see how long it takes them to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I can make a change in a week if I wanted to. And because of that, like we have now, I've got a new product out there. I don't know if you want me to talk about it, and I can.
You can talk about whatever you want. This is your hour to talk about Stark. So whatever you want to address or say,
I'll dig into that too. Like, but I mean, we on top of not only having a entire lineup that you can literally grab from and be confident that whatever that bottle says on it, it's going to do. Whether it's a water spot remover, whether it's a mildew cleaner, whether it's a heavy cut, a medium cut, an ultra fine polish, a sealant, like I'll wholeheartedly put my mildew cleaner up against anything on the planet, hands down, period. I'll throw $100 bill on it. I mean, that confident. When it comes to our heavy cut compound, which is called Level R, if you don't know about Level R, you should, if you're a boat guy or gal. I mean, it pulls 600 to 800 sanding scratches and finishes like most people look at it and go, okay, I can stop, but don't.
Yeah.
I'm one of the ones that's like anti-finishing with a rotary, believe it or not. Like I love a rotary and it's a very important part of the process. Finishing a DA and preferably a long throw polisher. We're a big fan of the long throw. I know that, you know, force rotation there for a while was a big thing, and it still has its place. Through testing and development and, you know, the long throw is definitely the way to go when it comes to finishing out on a boat for sure. Now, I mean, you can still finish with a rotary, but good luck getting a swirl free, a true swirl free finish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I didn't know if you were done. I was going to ask you a question, but then it looked like you were going to talk.
I can talk all day, man. Yeah. If anybody that knows me, I could talk all day. But so on top of that too, let's talk about things that we do differently.
Yeah.
I can tell you one of the things that we do really well is, say you may have never detailed a boat in your entire life, and you can literally call us at the headquarters and we'll spend 45 minutes on the phone with you if that's what it takes to walk you through an entire process. Nice. I mean, and anybody
hang on, you're glitching. Your audio is, I don't know if it's you or me. Oh yeah, it's you.
Is it me?
Yeah. Your network connection's a little down, but okay, you're back now. Oh, gotcha. So, okay. I gotcha.
That Starlink for you.
Yeah.
At night, it doesn't do very well for, unfortunately, right during the day. Yeah. But like I was saying, anybody at the headquarters can, you know, help somebody out, walk them through a process, whether it's, you know, a professional or a first time user.
Right.
The other thing too, which has been something I can honestly say that we're doing differently, is I know a lot of people do training, but we also do training throughout the country. And now the demand has been so high, we've actually had to move our training classes to every other month. Where I announced the last class and it sold out in 2.5 days.
Nice.
So the demand is there for, you know, those guys and gals that are out there, especially those automotive detailers that are around coastal areas, around lakes. You know, it'll give you another opportunity to
explore. There. Wait, hang on a second. You, you like completely disappeared and then popped back up. So, okay.
I'm sorry about
No. It's okay. You completely like went away and then came back. I thought Thanos snapped you. Because 50% of us left for a second. It's weird. Your connection. Your connection's in the yellow. So it's hopefully, let's see if we can get it back. Let me see if I can do this. Hang on one second. Did that work? No, yeah, it's here. Weird. Like I can see you, and I can see you moving, and I can hear you fine in the off screen, but on the on screen you're frozen. Let me see how we can do this. Sorry, everybody, give us a second. Man, it's frozen on that one screen. Shoot, do me a favor if you can real quick. Like jump out and then jump back in. Let me see if that'll make it go away.
I wonder if I could refresh my screen.
Or maybe try that, yeah. Let's see. Because it's weird. It's frozen on the You know what, everybody? While he's doing that, let's go to a commercial break. Bond is a leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit AudubonFilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection. Okay, there, that's better. I figured I'd jump into a commercial early while you were resetting.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That said it was coming through fine, but I don't know. It was all froze up on this side. So better safe than sorry, Stats. Okay, yeah. So I forget what you were saying. You were training.
I was talking about the training. Yeah. And what we do there, we have we bring in one of our lead trainers, which is Cole Holbrook, and then myself, and then the founder of Stark, which is John Watkins. You know, we basically go through and we do a complete product line, kind of educate everyone on the product line, because essentially if you don't know how to use something, it's useless if you don't know how to use it properly. Right. On top of that, we go through dry sanding, where it's removing even orange peel on gel coat, which is a rarity, but we want people to know how to attack it, if that is something that somebody wants to have done, is to remove, you know, orange peel. There's a lot of, unfortunately, boat manufacturers out there that do a very poor job on in finishing. So that's definitely a right. good feather to have in your hat. Then we lead into wet sanding, compounding, polishing, and then full-blown ceramic coatings. I mean, ceramics are and just as important as it is for y'all in the automotive space. I would say even more important in the marine space, just because gel coat is just so porous.
Yeah.
If it's not protected right, I mean, you're going to be sitting there fighting it left and right. And what we have found, like ceramic coating itself has just been the best thing to protect it with. And, you know, that's the, again, the beauty of working with us as a brand. We literally have soaps all the way to ceramic coatings. So you can essentially... It don't matter what you may need, whether it's to restore or to maintain your vessel, we have it.
Yeah.
And you know, the good part for a lot of the automotive guys and gals out there, about 90% of the stuff that we make can cross over, which is really good.
And I've noticed, you know, checking out your guys' social media and everything for the past couple of days since you messaged me, you know, I've seen that, you know, like you've got some videos and pictures of cars and stuff that you guys have done as well. And I know that, you know, in announcing that we were going to kind of do this, like I said before we came on, you know, I've gotten a lot of messages already about this episode before we even aired, and, you know, all positive, you know, people are like, oh, I can't wait to hear this one, you know, they've got great products or whatever. And, you know, hearing from some people that I know aren't really doing boats, they're doing cars and stuff and whatever. So yeah. That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it, with that being said, like I was saying, so let's talk about some of the things that can cross over. One would be our water spot remover, which we call Venom. I mean, you know, cars have water spots issues just like boats do. And the cool part about it is when we developed it, where it sits on a pH scale, it's strong enough to remove contaminants, but not strong enough to damage a coating. So essentially it decontaminates it, which I think we all would agree that coatings do and can get clogged. So it definitely helps out with that. In the boat world, where it helps us as well is, you know, obviously water spots and gel coat and glass, and then rust. It removes rust, you know, yellow tannic stain. So it's a very versatile product.
Yeah.
Our soaps, of course, both pH neutral, pure clean, ultra clean. I think, you know, using a pH neutral soap is pretty vital when you're doing maintenance, especially those that are using like a polymer base sealant and not using like you know, ceramic like everybody else should be doing,
yeah,
in my opinion. But and then like I was talking about, we just came out with a new product called Finish R, which I'm sure you saw one guy in the chat that was asking about that. We've had some major success where there comes to automotive paint. Like our lead trainer got the pleasure of doing a first detail in a brand new Ferrari SF90 that had factory pigtails in it. And when I tell you that this removed the factory pigtails and finished in one step, it did it. Nice. Which it's almost unheard of. And talk about unheard of. So at NTE, I don't know if you saw that we actually had like a demonstration board or not. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So the whole purpose of that, why that was there is to kind of really debut Finish R, because on gel coat, I can remove 800 to 1,000 grit sanding scratches with a long throw polisher DA and finish, which is like unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. One thing, especially with a long throw, yeah, not a rotary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's one thing to tell people that you can do that, but it's another thing to literally show them in person, which is what we were doing at MTE. So we had some huge feedback from that. I can tell you that we definitely plan on attending MTE moving forward, and hopefully we are some pioneers to help bring in some more more marine companies such as ourselves to really help expand it, because I think it's a great thing that's going on for the industry outside of being a part of the training session that's on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. The education day.
Yeah. There's some good information that was there on the marine aspect. But honestly, I think we could do better. And, we look forward to, educating, because that's really what we do. That's a big thing about us, is we love educating and we love listening to our customers. And because we are listening, we're able to, we're able to develop what they need.
Yeah, no. And man, I mean, I'd really like to, get you in contact with Randy, cause he was the one that put on the Keeping It Real fishing tournament. That's why I was asking if you took part in it or whatever, cause that was on Wednesday. And, That was a big hit, because I think he had like 24 boats chartered, and they had three-man teams or whatever, and they,
Where'd they go out?
I can't remember the lake, but it was one of the lakes down there by the Gaylord, and they just went out bass fishing,
Bass fishing?
Yeah. They went and did a, biggest catch, the littlest catch, most weight, for the boat, that type of stuff. Nice. But it was really cool. Like, the whole thing was to raise money for the new Kevin Haywood Foundation, that they're trying to do for, Randy's a big PDR guy, but what he's really trying to do is he's trying to bring all the different recon services together, So the PDR, the detailing, the PPF, the window tent, all the little things. And what they're trying to do with this foundation is obviously raise money so that, if people are sick or injured, they can actually, try to petition to, see if they can get help from the foundation to help them through, their illness or the sickness or whatever. So this was the first year that they did the fishing tournament. And he said, he started out with 12 boats. He quickly sold out and had to go to 24 boats. And I think he told me next year they're going to do like a morning run and then an afternoon run, because he could have had another 12 to 20 boats, for this year. Wow. So yeah,
that's great.
It might be something you guys would be interested in, especially, you being a captain and fisher and, the whole marine aspect, might be a good tie-in for you guys and whatnot.
Just a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, forgive me, because, I don't do boats. Obviously it seems like, just in my world, you guys have kind of just popped up. I mean, how long has Stark actually, been around for? Because I'm guessing it hasn't just been the past couple of months, because people already know.
No,
about
it's
you.
Definitely not the past couple of months. Originally, like 2015, but it was kind of like a slow transition. Okay. And then really, we kind of took the bull by the horns around 2019. And expanded really well. But I mean, it has a lot to do with products there's so much more advanced than the competition right now. It's crazy. We're skipping steps. You're saving time. You're getting better results. And I'll give you an example. I think I talked about 3M earlier, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows 3M. And I'm not going to bash 3M at all because, let's be honest, 3M is a fantastic company and such, but they haven't really changed anything in a long time.
Right.
And because of that, you know, we kind of took advantage of, because we're looking at new age abrasives, new technology, longer cycle time, stuff like that, better cut, better finish. You know, we're playing with different combinations of pads, machines, techniques, and, you know, really trying to fine tune the process as much as possible. And because of this, now major, and what I mean by major, major boat manufacturers in the recent, you know, 9 months are, you know, choosing us for production now because it's saving labor time and they're delivering a better finish. So I don't know if you like saw my social media, like on Instagram anyways, I kind of call them out a little bit. Of course I don't put who they are, but it's just to really have people pay attention to what's going on. Like, I honestly feel if you're paying $100 to $200 to $1 million for a boat, it shouldn't be Swirl City, you know?
Yeah.
And it just has a lot to do with techniques and using old technology. One of the things that when I'm talking to these manufacturers is I'm like, you know, TVs used to be black and white, you know, they're color now, you know, you can get up with the technology.
And flat screen versus tubes and
OLEDs and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, it even goes like you said, right? Like that Ferrari, that $1 million SF90 with the pigtails and everything on it. I mean, everybody, think you're spending that kind of money on a Ferrari that it should come flawless. And ultimately it doesn't, you know,
But I mean, I agree with you, but if you look at cars from manufacturer and boat finish from manufacturer, the boats are bad.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me. I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with up here in the Orlando area or whatever, but many, many lifetimes ago, I did work for Boat Tree up here in the Orlando area. And detailing boats for them and doing new boat prep and all that stuff. And, did that for, I don't know, maybe a year or so. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going back to cars. I've seen some of the finish and, you know, like they come in these brand new, you know, they were mainly a Regal and Malibu dealer or whatever. You know, come in and the guys are having to fix gel coat and everything. So Joshua wants to know why you're sitting in the bathroom. He's pulling a Barry Thiel. Barry Thiel actually did an episode with us from the bathroom.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Wow.
We were like wondering why the acoustics on his mic was so good. And like the end of the episode, was when Jason was still on the show. Jason's like, are you in the bathroom right now? He's like, yeah.
So he'll pay for that comment later. Yeah. Don't worry. I know who he is.
All his bottles will be half empty when he gets in his next order.
No, matter of fact, who he is he just recently went through one of our Stark certification courses, one of the trainings.
Okay.
So he's a really good guy. And I think he could kind of to attest to kind of like what I spoke about before is I can't tell you how many messages back and forth on Facebook or phone call conversations that I had with him, you know, walking him through different scenarios, processes and such like that. And he could probably, you know, chime in back in the message about it, and then made the commitment to come to Fort Myers and go through our certification course. And I say certification, but it's a training. It truly is a training.
Okay? Right.
Where it's hands-on. Yes, we have a little bit of classroom work, and I would encourage those out there that are listening or watching, you know, go check us out on Instagram. We have a full-blown 2,000 square foot detail bay alone where you can pull boats, RVs, cars, and then upstairs we have a full-blown classroom. So I mean, when I'm talking about put together professionally, where you're getting your money's worth, we definitely take care of you for sure.
Yeah.
And
I was talking with Glenn O'Connell today, or am I getting Glenn's name right? Yeah, Glenn O'Connor today. And he said he actually, you know, kind of same thing that you're saying right now. You know, I mean, he had called you about a couple of things. And he's like, dude, he's like, guy's the easiest guy to talk to, you know, call him up, ask him questions, and, you know, no problem. So, you know, just again, hearing that from somebody I was talking to today, you know, attest to everything you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it, and again, it boils down to that P word that I talked about earlier, man. It's passion.
Yeah.
Truly love what we do. From, you know, the guys that are in the warehouse that are packing the orders every single day, working hard to make sure that those packages get put together and out on time and right. You know, it's everybody. That's what makes Stark. It's customers. It's us on the phones. It's the customer service, and it's the team that's in the back packing the orders every single day.
Yeah. So I kind of want to backtrack a little bit to something you were saying about like the manufacturers are, you know, reaching out to you guys now because it helps cut down on time and things like that. So is that something that you guys, are either doing or looking into where, you know, you'll try to, or set up, you know, training within the manufacturers? Like, you know, I know a lot of the guys with Rupes and, you know, the sales guys, you know, they tell them,
us too.
Yeah. You know, they're like,
we're great partners, right. We're great partners, you know, with Rupes.
But
Jason Brennan and all those guys.
I remember, I won't say his name cause he's not with the company anymore, but you know, he's like, look, I love detailers, man. But he goes, you guys don't really pay my salary. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, dude, he goes, I sell so much of our equipment to manufacturers, to auto plants and things like that. So, you know, and that was something that I never really thought about. You know, I'm just like, oh, wow, you know, detailers and body shop guys are buying this stuff. And I never thought about like the auto manufacturers buying these machines and doing these systems and everything. And, you know, and that's what he said. He goes, yeah, dude, he goes, a lot of my time is spent and manufacturing training them. So are you guys doing something like that or have a plan to do something like that to kind of, you know, really grow the brand and boost it?
Yeah. So, and really it's about for a customer to have a better result of somebody that's buying a boat. That's where it really started for me. Because again, I'm a boat owner, I'm a captain, and you know, I'm going to, you know, these boat shows, right, to promote the brand Stark, because, you know, we're a marine company, and I'm walking around the boat shows, and as we all do, right, we're all detailers, whether it's a car or a boat, we go like this, right, we put out a little light, and I don't like what I see, especially on some boats that are $1 million, and they're bad. So I sat there, and I thought about it, and I'm like, I hear all the, you know, the great feedback that I'm getting from the detailers, because let's be honest, the detailers are the true artists when it comes to this. And when I have people that are using our stuff that used to use 3M, and I know that, you know, there's companies like 3M, and there's other brands that are really mass used in these manufacturers, and people are seeing huge results with mine over that, doing the same process, no process change, but seeing different results. Light bulb went off. I'm like, well, if the detailers are saving time and delivering a better finish, then why can't the manufacturers?
Right.
So, you know, essentially a lot of times it's as simple as just a phone conversation and sending them some samples, and they're blown away. And then, it's a niche, just like detailers, you know, boat manufacturers are a niche. they all like the finishers from one company will move to another company. And then they're like, hey, you might want to try this stuff out. And now it's getting to the point where they're starting to call us versus us going to them, which is good news, right?
Yeah.
But I think that speaks volumes too.
Yeah.
But yes, that is a goal for us, is to help. If especially if somebody wants it, that's our MO.
Right.
You want help?
Yeah.
We're going to do our best to give it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, and that's pretty cool because, you know, like you kind of said earlier, right? I mean, you guys were the first, you know, green brand in at MTE, you know, and I think back and, you know, again, I don't pay a ton of attention to boat stuff, but I mean, it's there. I see it or whatever. And you're right. Like, there's not a lot that I can think of it. And it's funny because, you know, in the past, I would say, 3 years, maybe 4 years or so, that I've been doing this podcast, I have noticed that, and again, like we talked, right, there's that crossover kind of branding or whatever, but it does seem like the automotive detailing brands or manufacturers are starting to take notice to these detailers that are doing marine or marine only, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of them out there. I mean, a couple of, you know, good friends of mine are the Bakers, you know, up in Jacksonville. And like, that's pretty much all they do is boats, you know, and then, you know,
there's a lot of money in boats.
Yeah. You know,
detailers out there.
That's what a lot of people tell me. I mean, I had Angela on, you know, a couple of weeks ago or whatever. And that's all she does up in the Pacific Northwest is boats. And you know, I mean, she's telling me she's, you know, working on everything from like 50 footers to 180 footers or whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, like, so no, I mean, it's definitely, I feel like, and again, I'm not saying that like marine detailing just popped up, but it just seems like a lot of these brands are really starting to take notice of it now and trying to do something. So it's cool that you guys are, you know, more of a marine brand kind of crossing over to automotive versus the other way around.
Correct. Yeah. So no, it you're dead on with that. Is like, don't, you know, we love those automotive guys and gals out there too. Cause like I said, you've already seen kind of a short bit just in the last couple of days, but
yeah,
I would challenge those out there. Follow us, watch, you'll see how many automotive people are using our coatings.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, there's a lot of great coating companies out there. But you know, I have, you know, some coatings that flash in 5 or 10 minutes and you can coat half a car before you got to go back and level it. And it's marine grade. People are like, where have you been?
Yeah.
We're right here.
Yeah.
You know, cause, and leading back to our coatings a little bit, right. Is so that goes back to that environment situation I talked about at the very beginning. Okay. Where boat detailers don't have the luxury to be in a controlled environment when they're doing ceramic coating. So when we're formulating these, we take that in consideration. So like our flash times are a lot longer and such like that. So if those guys or girls are in, you know, some wind or heavy heat, you know, it's not just applying that, oh crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're dealing with a big substrate, big surface area.
Yeah.
So we got to kind of find ways to make it easy for them. And that's what we think about, is we think of environment, we think of conditions, we think of workability and result.
And yeah.
That's what, you know, leads us to come out with something. And I got some exciting stuff coming out for this year too.
Well, and also, like you said, right? Like the gel coat's porous, right? So you probably want a longer work time anyways, because you're laying it on thicker. Cause that's the thing that I've always told people whenever they ask me about coating, you know, boats or RVs is it's gel coat. Like, you got to lay that shit on thick. Like, this isn't, you know, lay it on thin like you do with a car. So, you know, if you think you're going to use a whole bottle, you better get two just to be on the safe side, right?
So it's funny that you say that. To get your hands on our coatings, the smallest bottle we make is 100 milliliters.
Right. Yeah, and that's so, pretty much, yeah, because you're not really doing a boat with 50 mils. No way. Like, you know, you're easily going to be 100 mils or whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, with boats, you got to do two coats. I mean, because it's so porous. You know, and I know a lot of automotive guys and gals get away with, you know, single coat on on cars, which you can. But on gel coat, bad idea. Bad idea. Put two coats on there, I'm telling you. You want it to work and want it to last. Put two coats on it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to send it to the guy down the road that does boats instead.
I don't know. I mean, $200 a foot?
Yeah. You know, like, here's the thing, though.
I mean, do the math. 25-foot boat, my shop's only
600 square foot with a 9-foot by 8-foot high door, so I can't even get a boat in.
200 a foot to do a ceramic coating job.
No, I know. Listen, I know the money's there. I just listen. Here's my thing too. Like, you know, the older I get, I mean, I've got an F-350 sitting in the shop right now, and thank God it's brand new, and I was able to do a nano surface primer polish on it because it didn't need anything else. Because, you know, I'm getting to the point now where I really don't want to be correcting a F-350 extended bed. You know,
like, that's a big truck, man.
It is. I had to pull it all the way in to get the door to fit down. So, So you kind of hinted, you know, you're kind of excited for some new things coming out. You got anything that you can leak or can tease or anything like that? Or are you just going to keep it all until it drops?
I've got a new heavy cut coming out. It's called Blaze. So that's going to be out soon.
Okay.
I was able to pull 400 grit sanding scratches and hit 107 on a gloss meter after I finished with a white wool and rotary. So nice. That was pretty impressive. We got a non-skid ceramic coating coming out. And then I don't know if I really should say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. I don't care. We're going to have the first ever marine grade single layer coating coming out, which is
after you just did all that talking about two layers and porous. Yeah. Now you're going to hit us with the single layer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost 99% sure it's going to happen. We've been working on that for a while. The marine people need it. I mean, it's, like I said, you got to do two coats, but not on this one. 1-3 layers. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, you know, and that's, you know. And I get it, you know, with it something that's more porous and you do need to lay it on thicker or do need to do double coats or things like that. But, you know, that's the one thing that I always try to tell people, you know, with single layer coatings, because some people are still stuck on two layers. Stats, I'm talking to you. You know, I got to bust his balls a little bit.
Man.
You know, but really it's the technology is kind of getting to a point now. And on top of that, like, you know, it just time is money is what I'm always telling people. Yes. Right. You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's,
100%.
You know, if you want to do two layers or if you want to do five layers or nine layers or whatever some of these coatings are, you know, that's great if you're charging for it. Right.
Correct.
But, you know, if you're not getting all that money for it or clients aren't going to pay, you know, $2,000 plus every layer you lay it on, then why not find something that works and you could do a single layer, you know, be done, earn all your money, get rid of it. So that's cool that you guys are, you know, playing with the technology and trying to, you know, eventually, you know, have something that'll come out, be single layer. And then again, you know, they'll be able to charge all the money they can with a two layer system and be able to do it in less amount of time. So you're potentially making, you know, a higher hourly rate.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you said that. Cause that's exactly, it's from listening from the field. That's, you know, the boat guys and gals going, there's got to be a better way. Can we save a step? And you know, that's you know, one reason why we develop Finish R, like, so, you know, I'll give you an example is like on black gel coat, whether it's dark black or dark black, black, dark blue, reds, you know, dark color pigments generally in the world of gel coat correction, we do like three steps to get a perfect finish, where now with the implementation of Finish R, it's an aggressive medium that finishes like an ultra polish. They're two step in black now. Where, nice. You know, before you had the three step. Well, I just saved them time. Same thing for like Level R, for instance, where I said it, how it cuts so deep and removes oxidation, where that's saving people sanding steps, because a lot of times boats get so oxidized. The only way that you can get that oxidation off is sanding. Well, Level R cuts pretty darn deep and chews that oxidation out. Now, granted, it's not the end all be all.
Right.
We still coach and suggest people to sand, because if you don't remove the oxidation, it's just going to come back. So that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't really understand that oxidation, whether it's on a boat or a car or whatever, works its way from the inside out. So even if you're, you know, it's almost like a cancer, right? Like even if you cut that top layer off and it looks great, like if you didn't go deep enough to fully remove it, you know, it's just going to come back. And, you know, that's what I always tell people, you know, look, this could, you know, it could look great for a year, or it could look great for 2 weeks. Like, I don't know, you know, there's no telling until it comes back. So, you know, I try to stay away from those type of jobs, because the last thing I want to do is do it. And in a month or so, they're like, you know, my hood or my roof looks like shit again. And well, I told you, you know, like, not my fault. You know, I warned you. So yeah, I mean, for me, I just try to stay away from it, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, definitely with boats and boats, you know, with gel coat, it's a little bit thicker from, you know, my knowledge than clear. Right. So you can, you can go heavier.
Oh, yeah.
You can cut on it a lot more. You can do all the things that sometimes you can't do, especially on a new car where the paint is so thin, you can hardly breathe on it.
It's getting so thin, on, you know, automotive paint. I mean, gel coats are starting to get thicker or thinner now too, but you know, on average, you know, I think what car paints like 5 mils.
Gel not coats even like anymore.
Yeah, well, gel coats like 22 to 24.
Oh wow.
So, you know, yeah, so, you know, for those automotive guys and gals that are, you know, maybe you have that boat that you need to attempt, don't be afraid to put sandpaper on it. I mean it's thick. And if you're curious on how to do it, I mean, we have two different YouTube channels that we will walk you through an entire process. I can send you a link and make you a professional overnight.
So what I'm hearing is, if you're a detailer and you want to learn how to wet sand or dry sand or wet sand, and you want to learn how to run a rotary, just go get a boat. You're not going to fuck it up.
I mean, listen. Yeah, you'll get a shoulder workout for sure. You know, the rotaries that we're using are a little bigger and bulkier.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're not using the Rupes or the Flex, the easy lightweight ones. You're using those big DeWalts and Milwaukees and stuff.
We have to. So that's the thing. Like, and I love Rupes. Rupes is my tool company of choice. Sorry, it is. But you know, when it comes to running a rotary on a boat, because you got to push, you got to have it. If it ain't a DeWalt or a Makita,
it's not working.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't going to work for long.
Exactly. Well, listen, let's do our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Cool.
Detailer knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
All right, so the boat boy finally joined us. Mildren, how you doing, Mildren? Nice. If he's still watching. Okay, so Ken, man, I appreciate you reaching out, making my job and life a whole lot easier for not having, because I was that it was funny, you know, I was I think you sent me a Facebook friend request first, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And I saw that we had mutual friends, but I looked at it and I was like, I looked at your, and like, there's nothing about detailing on there. I was like, I don't know. Let me see who this person is first or whatever. And then I got the message on Instagram. And I was trying to figure out like what kind of topic was I going to do? Who was I going to look for? So when you were like, let's do it this Wednesday, I was like, ah, perfect. Makes it so much easier for me. I don't have to go find somebody. So, you know, before I let you go, man, if anybody is curious, you know, hearing this, about Stark or about the training or any of that stuff, you know, where can they find, you know, all of your stuff? What are, you know, I usually tell everybody what's your ats, you know, or how do they reach out to you and, to get all that information?
Multiple different aspects, obviously, but, you know, communication, like a lot of us do on Instagram, it's simply at Stark Yacht Care. We have a Facebook page, and then, you know, obviously we have our own website, which is www.starkyachtcare.com. And that's where you'll be able to purchase our products. We also have distributors, all the way across the United States. We have them in Australia. We have Canada. We have Costa Rica. Dubai. So we're international as of now. The other thing is too, is if you are a professional detailer out there, this is one thing that we do for the entire professional industry. And again, you do get vetted, but, if you go on our website, you click on the professional tab, and apply for a professional account, put your business information, your EIN number, we give 25% off the entire line to give back to those out there that are using it for their livelihood. And just know, if you ever have a question, reach out to us. We will answer it. Pay attention to our YouTube channels. We have two different ones. We have our partners at Marine Detail Supply Company, which is the main distributors for Stark Yacht Care across the U.S. So please go show them some love. And then we have a Stark Yacht Care YouTube channel. We literally just like launched a few days ago, but you'll see a lot of videos of myself on the Marine Detail Supply Company YouTube channel as well. So I go through and how to's. I mean, I literally take you through an entire process and set you up for success.
Nice. And if anybody is interested in the trainings, like how do they reach out to you for the trainings? I mean, do you guys have something on the website, or do they just have to reach out and find out when the next training is?
So, great question. So we usually communicate first on Instagram. And then you'll usually see, like, if you visit our website, there'll be like a header that's on there with like the next date. Like I said, the first one sold out in 2.5 days. And then I haven't even announced the next one, and it only has one seat left, which is, I haven't even announced it. Then we're going to have another one at Marine Detail Supply Company in Charleston that'll be coming up in April. Then there'll be another one in Marine Detail Supply Port. Well, the one in May will be at the headquarters. Then there'll be another one in July in Port Clinton, Ohio. And then from there, every other month, we're still going to have them at the headquarters. But don't be surprised if our partners at Marine Detail Supply in Fort Lauderdale, because we have a location that's open at Fort Lauderdale about 6 months ago, doing a great job. Mm-hmm. They'll have classes too. So it's been in such high demand. Guys and gals that have gone through the training, or our website, there's like a hot map basically of the ones that have attended it. And I can tell you, every single day, I probably get 6 phone calls a day from people that are DIYers or people that need to get their boat done, but heard of us and trust in our brand. They want to find somebody who uses us, and those are the only people we refer.
Nice. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and say, a lot of you detailers out there, go ahead and take this class. move away from the automotive side to the marine side. Let's flood that in a little bit and give the automotive side some breathing room.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ken, listen, man, I do appreciate you reaching out. This has been fun. You know, I don't do boats, but they are one of those things that I still like to, you know, kind of at least know about. So when people do, you know, call me and ask me my thoughts on something, you know, at least I have some kind of insight.
Right.
And everything. So, you know, it's definitely look forward to seeing you. Are you guys going to be at SEMA?
Yeah. I don't think we'll be, exhibiting at SEMA. I just don't think that's the place for us, but, I think we do have in the works the plan to network up that way.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
hopefully, don't be surprised if you don't see us.
Yeah. Hopefully I can run into you, out there. I mean, I know it's still so far away, but it'll be here on
it is. Time.
I'll definitely, you know, make a point to stop by the booth, you know, at MTE next year. You know, and at least we can meet in person there or something. So, yeah, man. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing rolling so I can get it out tomorrow. So thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you a little bit more, you know, online and whatnot. And maybe we can get you back on. We'll
I'll come back on anytime, man.
We can do a topic episode on boating or, you know, boat detailing or something like that. Maybe have you
other
people on, we round table it or whatever. I think that would be really cool. So, all right, buddy, you have a good night, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. So that was Captain Ken Mercer. Aye, Captain. With Stark. So, you know, this is kind of cool because, you know, I briefly have kind of, it's popped up on the radar. I mean, especially seeing them at MTE and a little bit before MTE, kind of knowing about them, but not knowing about them. So when he reached out to me and I decided to, put the little, post out on, Facebook, and I think it did Instagram too. I don't know. I can't remember now. Did it last night in the cheerleading. You know, it got a lot of comments and a lot of people were kind of excited about this one. You know, I appreciate Ken for sharing it, you know, on his Facebook page. We had about like 20 something people watching at one point. So, that's pretty cool that a lot of, you know, his viewers and followers and whatnot jumped on to kind of see what was going on. So, yeah, that's all I got for tonight. Please go make sure you like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening. Please go leave us a 5-star review on Apple if you you know, actually write something, would be awesome. I'd greatly appreciate that. And until next time, you guys have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye.